Chapter 18. And Jehovah appeared to him by the oaks of Mamre. And he sat at the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, three men standing near him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door, and bowed himself to the earth, and said, Lord, if now I have found favour in thine eyes, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let now a little water be fetched, that ye may wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread, and refresh yourselves. After that ye shall pass on. For therefore have ye passed on towards your servant. And they said, So do as thou hast said. Verse 6. And Abraham hastened into the tent to Sarah, and said, Knead quickly three seahs of wheaten flour, and make cakes. And Abraham ran to the herd, and took a calf, tender and good, and gave it to the attendant. And he hasted to dress it. And he took thick and sweet milk, and the calf that he had dressed, and set it before them. And he stood before them under the tree, and they ate. And they said to him, Where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, Behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return to thee at this time of the year, and behold, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah was listening at the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and advanced in age. It had ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. And Sarah laughed within herself, saying, After I am become old, shall I have pleasure, and my Lord old? And Jehovah said to Abraham, Why is this, that Sarah laughs, saying, Shall I indeed bear, when I am become old? Is any matter too wonderful for Jehovah? At the time appointed I will return to thee, at this time of the year, and Sarah shall have a son. And Sarah denied, saying, I did not laugh, for she was afraid. And he said, No, but thou didst laugh. Verse 16. And the men rose up thence, and looked toward Sodom. And Abraham went with them to conduct them. And Jehovah said, Shall I hide from Abraham what I am doing? Since Abraham shall indeed become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of Jehovah, to do righteousness and justice, in order that Jehovah may bring upon Abraham what he hath spoken of him. And Jehovah said, Because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which is come to me. And if not, I will know it. Verse 22. And the men turned thence and went towards Sodom. And Abraham remained yet standing before Jehovah. And Abraham drew near and said, Wilt thou also cause the righteous to perish with the wicked? There are perhaps 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou also destroy and not forgive the place for the sake of the 50 righteous that are therein? Far be it from thee to do so, to slay the righteous with the wicked, that the righteous should be as the wicked. Far be it from thee. Will not the judge of all the earth do right? And Jehovah said, If I find at Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will forgive all the place for their sakes. And Abraham answered and said, Behold now, I have ventured to speak unto the Lord, I who am dust and ashes. Perhaps there may want 5 of the 50 righteous. Wilt thou destroy all the city on account of the 5? And he said, If I shall find 45 there, I will not destroy it. And he continued yet to speak with him, and said, Perhaps there may be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for the 40's sake. And he said, Oh, let not the Lord be angry that I speak. Perhaps there may be 30 found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, Behold now, I have ventured to speak with the Lord. Perhaps there may be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for the 20's sake. And he said, Oh, let not the Lord be angry that I speak yet but this time. Perhaps there may be 10 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for the 10's sake. And Jehovah went away when he had ended speaking to Abraham. And Abraham returned to his place.